podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Back on the eve of the Christmas holiday, also known as
Christmas Eve.
Ding, 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 ding. You have won. All right, guys, we are the Sweet Side of Life podcast, all the way from California, just in case you've forgotten all about us, because it's been
not that long.
We're a week late.
A week?
Yes. So the last couple months, we've been running behind.
Slacking.
We used to be pretty good about every other week. We typically recorded Thursday, released on Friday. But you got lazy.
I got lazy?
Yeah. So, no. In full transparency, I've kind of lost a little bit of my drive for the podcast. But I can feel it coming back. So, it's one of those things where I enjoy the benefits of it. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy getting the messages saying, hey, you know, you've helped us on our journey. I enjoy all of that.
Yeah.
But the sitting down to do it at 11 p.m. on a Thursday night when I've worked all day and I'm tired, that's kind of what I've grown a little bit tired of. So a couple of times
apparently I am too.
So we've kind of adjusted trying to record them on Friday nights sometimes, where we don't have to, you know, get up as early. But then that started to push, and all of a sudden it gets pushed to Sunday night, and the next thing you know, we're like a week and a half late, and we're just like, oh, all right, we got to do it tonight. So tonight we had some family time on the eve of the Christmas holiday. And we decided we needed to sit down and do this because I wanted a nice close out 2025 show. We've had a very busy 2025.
Yes.
Which is part of the reason we're late on a lot of things, just because we have so many things going on. We're so tired. And it's just, life just is, you know, everybody uses.
How many times have you said tired in the past?
I'm exhausted. 3 minutes? I'm exhausted, babe. I almost pushed this tonight again, but I'm like, no. Not going to do it. So my goal going into 2026 is I want to try to take the podcast to the next level, because I think we've gotten complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of just been doing our thing. Like I feel like our episodes have been good and fun, but we've just gotten kind of complacent, like in social media push, TikToks, Twitter, or X. I want to do an Instagram. We got to figure out a way to do that, because that's what all the cool kids are doing. Uh-huh. We got to figure it out. And I'd like to, going into 2026, somehow figure out a way to add video. That's kind of where the everybody's kind of going, is video. I mean, we already have our faces out there, so it's not like we're hiding our faces or anything. So I'm thinking we need to figure out a way to do that, like a multi-camera setup. I'll have to make sure I
put on makeup. You are very ambitious.
I'm kind of feeling like... You're
feeling very ambitious for an 11 o'clock at night.
No, I just kind of feel like in order to get out of kind of the rut, I guess I could say I'm in, I need to push myself and do something different, do more. Mm. Because I don't like falling into that rut of the same old.
Mm. I'm fine with complacency.
Yes. So that's kind of one of my goals. We're almost at the new year. We're talking, you know, we're going to wrap up the 2025, push it aside, and move on with our big bad self. So I want to get on our YouTube.
You're making a lot of big plans, friend.
I'm shooting for the stars, and worst case, you land on the moon.
Right.
Something like that, right?
Yeah. Or you're back to Earth.
Yeah, whatever. We'll find out. So this is going to be the last episode of season 3. We're going to be moving into season 4 at the start of the year. And I'm hoping to start it with the bang, because we are going to the New Year's Eve party of all parties this year. We are going to San Diego, La Jolla, for the plush New Year's Eve 2025.
Takeover.
It's a hotel takeover. We are going out there for 3 nights, and my intention is to bring our podcast equipment. We're going to be having a room party. We've already set up some meet and greets with some local groups. And I would like to start off 2026 with just a nice, fun party podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. We've
brought our podcast a lot of places and have done very few on the road podcasts.
It's one of those things like you
bring ambitious.
You bring all the equipment, but then you just end up having fun.
Yeah.
And you don't want to pause. You don't want to pause the night. You don't want to pause the party to be sit down. So yeah. I just feel like we need to make a conscious effort to get at least a couple of interviews. One of the interviews I wanted to do was our good friends, the Vet Couple.
Mm.
But they unfortunately will not be making it this year.
Didn't we interview them at a Less party?
Did we?
Briefly, yeah. I think we did.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. And but they were fairly new then.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still new, I'll say, in air quotes. They're still newish, but they're definitely been around for a lot longer. So I'm really bummed that they're not going to be able to make it, because I was going to potentially try with her one of my favorite positions.
Does she know this?
She was part of the conversation.
Are you sure?
She was. So the plan and the hopes were that one of my favorite things to do is to eat a girl out from behind. Bent over, butt cheek spread, insert tongue. And that was kind of in the works.
Insert tongue. That didn't sound like a, that sounded more like a throw up sound.
No. I definitely don't throw up when doing that. So that was the intention. But unfortunately, due to some work issues, they had to pull out. So they're not going to be able to make it. But
bummer.
Yes, we'll catch up. We'll catch up on another party. But we have quite a few friends going out there. We got all kinds of things going on there. We're going to do, like I said, our room party. That's going to be awesome. We're going to be doing shots. I'm going to be a bottomless bartender.
With no bottoms on?
I'm going to stir drinks with my penis. That's the plan. A little
salty pre-cum in there?
I don't know. It's going to be earlier in the day. We're doing a pre-party at noon. So that might be a little early for a bottomless party, because that's probably going to be a lot of people's first drink, and they probably won't take me stirring it with my penis very well. So
that's more. You don't want to ask, you know?
What's that?
Ask before.
Oh, for sure. I'll definitely get consent. So I wanted to take this episode. This is probably going to be shorter than usual, because we're not going to dive into too much, because it is the eve of the Christmas. Also known as
Christmas Eve.
Yes. We have a very busy day tomorrow. So a couple things. First off, our sexy friends, Starlet Vic, created a Christmas song for the sweets. And it is phenomenal.
Mm.
I'm a musician, as we've discussed in the past. And this song was dope.
Yeah. He did a good job.
He did a great job. So we're going to take just a 2 second break, and we're going to play this song in its entirety, and you guys are going to be singing this song all night long. And if you guys want a copy of it, let me know and I'll send you the MP3 and you can put it into your playlist. So we're going to take a short break, and you're going to listen to that song right now, and we'll be back.
Sunshine glitter on the holiday breeze, red dress is swinging way above the knees. Mr. Sweet smirking with that spicy sway, sweetums cheering like sweets lead the way. Mr. Sweet smiling with a flirty glow, toast in the air like feel the room and follow your heart. If the spark hits twice, that's your mistletoe cue. Slide in smooth, let the moment choose you. A little flirt look and a confident grin, baby, that's the moment when the fun begins. Just breathe, sweet arms, don't overthink. Holiday heat hits quicker than you think. Hey. Sweet arms, sweet. Christmas miracle.
We brought peppermint shots.
Is that too much?
Too much? Sweet ums, you're right on brand.
We're scared but excited.
Nerves mean you care. Excitement means you're ready.
Sweet ums, you got this.
Shout out to all the sweet ums celebrating tonight.
To the newbies, we see you.
To the seasoned swingers, we love you.
And to everyone under that SoCal missile glow, have a very spicy Christmas.
Mmm, sweet ums, don't pretend you're not feeling this heat.
Holly nights get fast.
A little touch, a little wink, that's how you unwrap the night.
Mr. Sweet's in the sleigh with the holiday bounce. We don't count gifts, we count moments that count. Freedom's lit up with the nighttime spark. We keep it grown, keep it fun, keep it warm after dark.
If you're bothered with a couple, let the moment ignite. This SoCal glow turns a shy look bright. Cause it unlock, let the good times flow. Sweetums, if you're ready, let the mistletoe know.
Sweetums, sweetums, raise a glass. The couples with the holiday sass. Sweetums, sweetums, sliding near. It's a swing of Christmas with the sweets this year.
Lights down low and the laughter bright. Magic in the air every Friday night. From Mr. and Mrs. Sweets to you.
Sweetums, behave, but be naughty too.
So, how was the song? Did you enjoy the song? Fucking dope, right?
Are
you asking me? I'm asking you, yeah.
Oh, me? Yeah, the song was dope.
And I'm asking, are you trying to be cool?
I'm trying to be super cool. 6'7".
Oh, Lord. So, yes, thank you, Starla Vic, for writing that song. That was dope. They've been so nice to us. They've sent us, like,
yeah,
like custom, like, cartoony stickers, character bus, yeah. Stickers.
Yeah.
They are, there is a fan out there. One of our, Ivan. He said we could say his name a long time ago. He's our number one fan, self-proclaimed number one fan.
Oh, okay.
So Starlin and Vic, I think, are probably 3 and 4 behind the vet couple. So once again, thank you guys so much. It actually brought a little bit of a tear to my eye when the song came on. I'm like, that is dope. Like, it's always cool when someone does something really special like that for you.
Yeah.
And so unexpected. And it was really cool. So thank you so much. Let's see. What else did I want to discuss? I wanted to kind of go over things that we were thankful for in the year of the 2025. Mm. So what are you thankful for, my love?
Wow. You just really put me on the spot, didn't you?
I don't like to give you the information before. And go.
That was rude.
So, guys, really quick, tonight we are sober because it is the eve of the Christmas holiday.
I'm not completely sober. I mean, I feel sober. I feel sober, but
tonight,
I drank.
We had a cocktail tonight.
I had wine and champagne and a cocktail.
As we were wrapping up some final presents and stuff like that. So, we don't have a cocktail to cheers tonight.
No, we don't.
Because we're trying to be responsible here. But we really wanted to get this episode out. So, year of the 2025, what are you thankful for?
We're just going to have a bunch of dead air while I'm thinking.
Are you
going to edit the dead air out?
No, this is your answer. This is part of your answer,
babe. I have a lot of things to be thankful for.
LS related.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. It's like,
I'm going to save my health. My car, my job. No. I don't know why I went Southern accent.
I have no idea either.
Okay, I'm going to give you a second to think about this. Okay. I know people are telling me that I am just talking way too much right now, but I feel like I have to drive this train a little bit.
You've
you get
been driving this train.
So I think for me, the lifestyle has brought us like a huge friend group.
Yeah.
Like, I am not generally a friendly person. I am not known to have an abundance of friends, you know, but then we kind of, you know, fell into the LS and, you know, we originally got into it and then we weren't thinking friends. We weren't thinking, you know, community. We were just being very like,
yeah,
let's see what happens. But we've kind of unlocked this, you know, huge group of friends, like a great friend group we have now. And then every day we're making new friends. And then, you know, we have the Sweetums hotline. And we are just, you know, every day getting messages from you guys, all the listeners. And there's so many listeners out there that are just awesome every day. You know, we have the late couple, which, you know, sends us hot pictures up like just about daily. You know, keeps me going. And then, you know, of course, we got the vet couple that have been friends for a long time. This podcast is just over 2 years long. 2 years old. We started this podcast in August of 2023.
Oh, really?
So we're like two and a half years old right now.
Hmm.
So that's pretty dope.
It's a baby.
No, it's a toddler.
It's a toddler.
So, you know, I'm really proud of us. We're at like, this is episode 62.
Mm. We have, what are we going to do for 69?
We're going to bone on air. We're going to get on YouTube.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
We're going to get on YouTube just to get kicked off. It's going to be great. That will not be a video show. Actually, if you send a message to our Sweetums line, you might be able to part of it. So we actually got the late couple. They agreed to have a live interview with us. We just got to set it up.
And didn't they say topless?
Topless was required, so we're going to do a FaceTime interview. And we'll see how that one goes. And then, of course, we have the Florida Bills couple.
Have you heard from them recently?
I have not.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, it's been...
And the Bills are doing good.
You know, I stopped hearing from them when the Bills were losing. They lost a couple of games in a row, I feel like. Yeah, I need to check in with them. Because it might... I'm a Charger fan, so it might end up Chargers and Bills are battling for position at some point. So
for the AFC West?
No, not the AFC West, the AFC.
Oh, AFC.
Yeah.
West is...
Us four. Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders. Yeah. Raiders. So I haven't heard from them for a hot minute, but, you know, it's always there. The pitchers live forever. And then we definitely want to thank the one review that made you stop laughing at my dumb jokes.
Oh, yeah. I'm stopping that.
Yeah, she doesn't laugh anymore. She only laughs at 50% of my jokes, 100% of the time. So thank you for that. But, yeah, we've met so many great people, all of our local friends. I can't even, like, remember all of them to give them
props. Sweet and Sour, we met because of the podcast.
Sweet and Sour, we met because of the podcast.
Because of Beard and Butt, because of the podcast.
Yes. So... I think the other thing I have on here is like surprises from the lifestyle. So it kind of goes hand in hand with.
So you had a whole list of things to think, and then you catch me off guard.
Well, someone has to be somewhat prepared. So I just kind of feel like, you know, surprise from the lifestyle is just the friendship portion of it. Now I'm on the weekends. I'm considered friendly. I'm not a Monday friendly person. No, that's my social battery's drained on Monday and it needs to be recharged.
You know, one thing that from V&R that yes. R and I were talking about is he was saying, and we've talked about this before, is like when people ask you like on Monday at work or whatever, like how was your weekend or what did you do,
and boring.
And they're discussing like their barbecue or birthday party or whatever the fuck they went to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, it's just like, I had a good weekend. I went to dinner. Or
I just say I went to a party.
Or people ask like, oh, what are you doing for New Year's? I'm going to a party in La Jolla. Or
and you make it sound like it's gonna be boring. You're like, yeah, you know, whatever. Little do they know. So
yeah, it's just funny. He was like people are talking and I'm like, if only you knew what I did this weekend.
Exactly. They wouldn't even be able to comprehend.
Heads would explode.
They would. So speaking of R&B, we attended their Christmas party.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So we kind of co-hosted a Christmas party with them.
Yeah.
At their house.
We co-hosted. We helped promote it.
We helped. Well, we were co-hosts. I mean, okay. we were there.
Yeah.
Very much there. We were the second ones there.
I mean, yeah, you did the music for them, so I guess. Yeah.
And did we have fun?
We had a great time.
We did.
It was a good party. They offered it for free because they never charge for anything at their house, which is a choice, and I respect that.
Yeah.
It's fine to charge something because there is definitely a lot of money and
you don't really think about it, but
ice and they had, you know, treats and they had
water, soft drinks and
buying cups and
light it. Like they did some lights and
just the little things people don't think. Yeah. They heated their pool. They, obviously the jacuzzi, they, you know, you have to.
So it's kind of a lot of like background
costs, towels and things you just don't think about, I think. But they don't charge. They always just have everybody come, and normally they do it just for close friends. Like when they have parties, they're usually a lot smaller.
It's probably private invite only.
Yeah, but this year they decided, and that's why we kind of ended up helping them because they don't have a community of their own. They decided to do like, hey, open it up to anybody. Mm-hmm. So.
And we did.
Yeah, you blasted it.
And anybody showed up.
Like,
a shit ton of people showed up.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was really fun.
Like, it started kind of slow, and I was like, I wonder. And I think I turned around, and I like turned back around, and I was like, oh, where the fuck did all these people come from?
Yeah, and I had to go outside because I was, like, a little overwhelmed with the amount of people just because I don't care where you are or what you're doing. People congregate in the kitchen.
Yes.
Congregate in the kitchen. So even though their kitchen was connected to like is connected to their living room and stuff, it's like everybody was in the kitchen. And I was like, I got myself somehow in a corner of the kitchen, and there was just a ton of people around me. And I was like, I gotta get out of here. There's just like a lot of people, but it was a really good party.
And you were half naked.
And everybody was half naked. Well, everybody was half naked. I was half naked. You were half naked.
At some point, my pants came off.
Yeah. But, so I went outside, and I think that was when it was the busiest. I was outside. And I was outside actually talking to Sweet and Sour.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought up, he was like, what's your most embarrassing story? And he started telling a story, and I was thinking LS story, but he just started telling like a rando story, and I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, not exactly what I was thinking, but they're new. They probably don't even have an embarrassing LS story.
Probably not, yeah.
Do you have an embarrassing LS story?
Embarrassing LS story?
Now I put you on the spot.
I don't get embarrassed.
Yeah. Really.
I don't think embarrassing. Like, to me, an embarrassing LS story would be I farted in some girl's face or something. You know what I mean? Like something like that. And that's never happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had issues getting hard.
You had like toilet paper stuck in your butt.
No, I've never had toilet paper stuck in my butt. That's a you at the hotel thing.
I never had toilet paper stuck in my butt.
But no, I've never had an I've had things happen where I couldn't, you know, get an erection, but I wouldn't consider that embarrassing. That's just like, it happens. Like it doesn't make me happy at all.
No.
But I wouldn't say embarrassing.
Yeah.
Regretful. I've missed some opportunities looking back. I think I've rectified the situations that I've haven't had issue or that I've, except for one. There was one girl that got away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she will never be on the table again. I think you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause she's only on the table for women.
Exactly. Yeah. There was a night where the mister wasn't working and I thought, all right, cool. I'll have another chance down the road. And, fellas.
Sometimes.
Like Eminem says, you only get one shot. You know, do not miss your chance to blow. But things happen for a reason, right?
Right.
And I've actually rectified one of my other missed opportunities at this very party. The Elsinore couple.
The LBC couple.
Yes, we'll call them that, yes. Yeah, that's it, right, the LBC couple.
I think I've called them the LBC
couple. I think you are correct, yes.
Yeah.
So we got to this party at 6 p.m., and we didn't leave till 6 a.m. So we're calling it, we're the 6 a.m. crew.
It's the 12-hour party.
So
the 12-hour
party. What part of the party, how much of the party do you remember? Because once we got going, like, it's just so much shit was happening. It was so blur and...
I remember just, like, a good part around. Of it. I remember you going down on a girl from behind and fighting. So you were going down on a girl from behind. A girl was going down on that same girl from the front.
Well, it started with me. I did it first to her.
Yeah.
Just initially just by myself. And then she wanted to join in. So we flipped her around and I... like my favorite thing, going from the back. Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys, I told you guys to try and kiss in the
middle. Meet in the middle, like Lady and the Tramp, the spaghetti. And we tried. I think we like tickled tongues. So. But that was fun. That was, I would say that was a bucket list item.
Yeah.
It wasn't knowingly a bucket list item, but I'm like, now I feel like I checked it.
Oh, now I'm checking that one.
And then the girl that was meeting me in the middle, I took her to the couch and just did her for a second. Well, licked her. Didn't do her.
Licked her. I did a double blowjob.
Yes.
With honestly, I can't remember what girl was next to me. I want to say the same girl that went down with you.
Yes.
And then
we're going to call them Fontana Fun.
Fontana Fun. Okay.
Fontana Fun.
Okay. The Fontana Fun girl. I think I went down. I think she was the other one, but we went, did like a little double blowjob with the male partner of the LBC couple.
Mm-hmm.
All this is happening in the kitchen, by the way, just to give you all perspective. We were not in a private room. You were in the middle of their living room, literally like a spectator sport.
You know it.
And I was in the, I mean, this wasn't happening at the exact same time, but then when I was in the kitchen, with the guy, and yeah, so that was,
that was a good time.
Yeah, there was. R from R V and R went down on me on the couch.
Ooh. I don't recall that.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh wait, R, okay. Yeah, okay. I took it as, I thought you said V.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, I did not see that.
No, she did not. He did. Got it. He went down on me on the couch in the living room.
Wouldn't be the first.
Yeah.
Nor the last.
No. Not even the last time that night.
No.
And then later in the evening, V went and took a nap. So she was out for a few hours.
Well, she had some pre-nap activities upstairs.
Yeah, she was.
She needed a break.
Yeah, she had some fun earlier in the night and took a nap. So then it was. By this time, I think most everybody had left. It was just the LBC couple, you and I, and then R and V, obviously, who lived there because it was at their house. But she was in a nap. So R was mostly just walking around trying to clean up stuff. And then we were in the room downstairs they had set up as a playroom with the LBC couple. And there was more like playing going on between you and her than him and I. We kissed a little bit and I was stroking his dick, but we really didn't like do any. We were kind of like observing, seeing what you guys were doing.
Yeah.
Because the girl of the LBC couple, she's funny. She's wild. Insane. She does crazy shit. She says crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a squirrel.
She's a rabid squirrel.
You were calling her something, I think, because you're like, just stop. Because you were trying to fuck her, right?
Yeah. At some point, she was giving me head, and I was laying on my back, and she was leaning over me, and she was like 12 inches above me and just like was spitting on my dick.
Yeah.
Like letting like a long thing of spit.
That was just in the bedroom, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
I can't do the spit thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was weird. Here's the thing. It was ridiculous, but it was fun. Yeah. And sex is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, she's super fun.
Neither one of us are serious. They're not serious. No. So if,
and the
if,
whole time this is happening, he's just talking to me. He's like, do you see this is what I have to deal
this
with?
This is the shit I got to deal with every day. So we're having fun. And you know what? It's not serious. And she's silly. She's always been silly. Like, we've gone to many pool parties and she'll like stand and go to the bathroom at a urinal next to a guy with the best of them. And it's just, she's just insane.
Yeah, she's silly.
So it's like, we're having a good time. And I'm just like thinking, this is different, but this is, this is fun. And here we are. So yeah, we were doing it in there and I started fucking her in there the first time.
Yeah.
And
then all of a sudden, I think it was while you guys were fucking, all of a sudden, a dog just jumps onto the bed and starts licking all our faces. I was like, what the hell?
It was just par for the course at that right? point. Right,
because everything was just so silly. And it was probably, what, 3:30
a.m.?
Yeah.
Probably about 3 or 3:30 a.m. at this yeah. point. So like you said, most people were gone.
Yeah, I think everybody was gone. So it was just funny because all of a sudden this dog just jumps up on the bed. Well, what happened was V had gotten up from her nap and she was in the room with the dog where she was napping because it's their dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when she opened the door, probably not knowing that there were still people there because it was so like early, late, whatever you want to call it. So she just let her dog out with no warning and her dog just like ran into the room like a psychopath.
Yeah, great dog. But yeah, that dog was all in everybody's business.
Yeah, it was funny. And so then since V was up, R was like, okay, now we can get this going with the six of us.
Yeah.
So
at that point we moved to the couch.
We were just in the couch. I was naked. I don't know if I think all the other two girls were naked too.
I don't recall. Yeah.
But we moved into the front room and sitting on the couch. We were just talking.
I was fucking you a little bit in the room before we left.
I think you started fucking me before.
Yeah.
It
was very quickly, but
yeah, before the LBC couple came in.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they joined and then things like,
bada bing, bada boom.
But then we were in the front room and, we're all just chatting. I don't even know.
The TV was on.
Yeah. The TV was on. We're all just sitting there chatting more or less. And then I don't even know what, I think you said something. And so then,
well, I was sitting there and I was kind of, I was horny. And I think I pulled my dick out, like, yeah, out from underneath the covers. And yeah, was like, someone needs to suck this.
And then the LBC couple girl said, it's not really my thing, but I'm told I'm good at it. So I'll give it a shot again. And she did the same thing with the spit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then R got up and was in the room where we had previously been in the bag looking for condoms.
Mm-hmm. Our party bag that we talked about.
And I got up just to go to the bathroom, which is through that room. So I saw him in there. I'm like, oh, okay, he's getting condoms. I'm like, clearly something is
it's about to go being down.
Planned here. Yeah. So then I think you started. Who did you fuck first?
LBC couple.
Okay, that's what I thought. And
she was like trying to lay down and like go into like prone position. And I wasn't at all in the right position for prone position. And it was just like,
plus we were on the floor.
Yeah. So it was very awkward. And that's one point I grabbed her hips and I pulled her up. I'm like, stop fucking moving.
Well, the problem was we were on the floor.
Yeah.
And so the carpet was really rough on my knees. So I'm sure that's why she probably laid flat the carpet was not nice to our knees.
Mm-hmm.
And so R of V and R started fucking me. And so I'm pretty sure because I had heard V and the...
They were on the couch. The
LBC couple
They were messing
guy,
around on the couch.
They were fucking on the couch.
Yeah.
So there was that going on. And then you... I don't know how you got V. Did LBC couple get up? Because I was being fucked. So I have no idea what you... I kind of saw what you guys were doing. And then I saw new girl. I was like, oh, switched.
No, I think it was basically that, like... I think LBC girl was like just kind of done.
Yeah, the carpet was rough.
Yeah, so she got up and I basically called the V over. I'm like, all right, let's go. And then she jumped off the couch and we switched positions. And then, yeah, I was banging her. And just about the time I was starting with her is you guys were kind of starting to wrap up, though.
Yeah, because like I said, the carpet was rough. Mm-hmm. So I was in doggy and then he flipped me over to my back. But either way, like when I was in doggy, my knees and my elbows were getting like roughed up. Mm-hmm. And then when I was on my back, it was like my back was rubbing against the carpet and it was getting roughed up. I know. Wah. So I was like, what is it with us and fucking on the floor? Like there was a perfectly good bed in the other room.
You just got to go with the flow.
That was like the same thing when we were in Big Bear.
And then you guys finished.
So he didn't finish. No one finished. We just stopped. Because I told him, I was like, I need a break. Because I was like, this is like, yeah, I need a break. But then I saw you had V and doggy. So I'm like putting a blanket underneath her knees because I was like,
you're trying to help her.
I was like, let me help a girl out. Mm-hmm. I know it's rough.
You are a girl's girl.
I am. And then so him and I got up. I got some water. And then he was like, can I finish by fucking you and coming on your back, like on your butt or whatever? And I was like, sure. And I didn't realize we were going to be fucking again. I thought maybe he was just going to be like, jerking off on my butt or whatever. But he was like, no, so we were fucking again.
You're like, oh, we're doing this again.
And so we did that. So we were fucking again. And then I was rubbing his balls and stroking while I was in doggy, like through my legs, mm-hmm. through his whatever, and then tickling his balls. And then, yeah, he came.
Did he come on your butt?
No, he just came in the condom. Yeah,
and then you guys were done.
Yeah, we were
and
done.
And I was just like, you guys stood up and I looked back at you. I was like, can I go for a little bit more? Because like, we weren't finished.
Yeah.
And like, I wasn't going to finish. Like, I wasn't in a position where I knew I was going to finish. I was like, I just
want to keep a little bit longer.
Because I only had V for half the time.
Yeah.
So like, I wanted a little more time with V.
Yeah.
Before we called it.
Right.
You're like, yeah, fine. Go ahead. I think I did like maybe another 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, cool. Till next time.
Yeah. And then it was like the sun was coming up.
Yeah. And we came home and.
But by that time I was sober enough to drive.
Yeah.
Yep. So I ended up driving us home because you had all your music equipment. So I was like, I'll just drive us home. I mean, it's 6 a.m. and I haven't drank anything for
hours at that point.
Yeah, very many, lots of hours.
So we got home and we basically went straight to sleep because.
Yeah, because it was 6 a.m.
Yeah. But I think I woke you up at like 9.
To fuck again.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Oh, that's the next day. I tried to sleep and you kept waking me up to fuck.
Yeah.
Literally all day.
Pretty horny.
You went down and watched football, uh-huh. and then you kept
halftime.
Yeah, every time, like before you watch your game, you're like, "Oh, I think I have time before my game. We're gonna fuck." And then you, okay, fine. I woke up, we fucked, and then I went back to sleep, and you went down to watch your game, and then yeah, you come back up at halftime. You're like, "We're gonna fuck again."
I'm ready to go.
And so we fucked again, and then you went back down, and then you came back up after the end
Chargers
of the game.
Chargers won. Let's go.
And then you came back up to the end of the game. You're like, and we're going to fuck again. I'm like.
No, right. I think that one I said, just give me a hand job.
Oh, yeah. You said, give me a hand job.
Like, I'll leave your vagina alone for now. Because you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sore right now.
I'm like, my vagina's getting a little sore.
I had a lot going on. Your tits out.
My tits out? Are you complaining?
Nope. Just notice I only see one. So. So I would say that party was a very good success.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And also, we saw some people we hadn't seen a little bit. Met some new people.
We did.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was good vibes.
10 out of 10 would do again.
10 out of 10 would do it again. Probably wouldn't wait till 3 to start looking, but.
I don't know. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
So.
There was lots of blowjobs in the kitchen.
There was lots of blowjobs.
Yeah,
and
I saw like
sore.
Your jaw sore. I saw a lot of guys getting blowjobs. There was like a little circle of guys and a circle of girls doing blowjobs in the kitchen.
All the worst.
I didn't really see a whole lot of other stuff, but that doesn't mean it wasn't happening. I'm sure people, I mean, the room that had the bed for set up for play, that, like, I had to change the sheets when we went in there because they were, like, wet. Mm-hmm. And then, which, just FYI, if you play on sheets, especially if you wet the sheets, remove them. Like, that's, like, common courtesy. Yeah.
It's kind of swinger 101.
Yeah.
Just it's not a perfect tip. System. Yeah, just do your best.
Yeah, pro tip to, yeah, try and change the sheets if you've created a mess on sheets.
Exactly.
For the next person. V of V&R, she fucked a lot of people that night. She had a good time.
Yeah.
She fucked.
Well, I don't put all her business out there.
Well, I just think she said, she was saying, she went in with a goal.
Oh, I didn't realize she was a gold driven.
So she said in 2025 she didn't fuck as many people as she wanted to.
Mm.
So she said that night she was gonna fuck.
She's trying to enter 2025 with the bang.
Yeah. So and she did. Mm. So I'm not gonna say who, but just saying
she's still got time to add more to.
She's got a few days left. they're gonna go to the plush party, so she could probably make it before the end of.
There's plenty of time there.
Yeah, there's lots of time.
And in addition to the New Year's Eve plush party, we're actually doing a little bit of a. I wouldn't call it a meet and greet, just a get together. This Saturday night, what's the date of the Saturday night? Today is the 24th.
27th?
Sounds good. We're doing on the 27th, we're doing a get-together meet and greet in Old Town, Temecula.
You're calling it a meet and greet now?
I mean, there's 40 people coming.
I mean, that's what it says.
There's at least 30 people for sure, and the night is still young. So anytime we go out with friends, I like to always put it out there and say, hey, you know, if your old friends come hang out and new friends come meet us, like just come hang out. So there's a good mix of new and old. That's going to be a fun time. And then of course the plush. Can't wait for that. That's just one more work day away.
One more work day away.
One more work day.
I know that's what you told me.
That's how I measure my life is one more work day.
One more work day till I get to go have fun.
So with that being said, here we are. On the eve of the Christmas, 2025, we are going to conclude this episode.
Like, are you going to finish a sentence?
You're looking at me like, where the fuck is he going with this?
Are you
going
to finish a sentence?
It was the night before Christmas.
It is the night before Christmas.
It is. So that being said, happy holidays, Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. And is there anything else you would like to tell your tits out again? Our fine listeners.
My tit has just been out. Mm-hmm. It's just been living there.
Mm. Both it's moving tits a out. Bit. My dick's moving.
Your dick's moving.
Is there anything you'd like to say to conclude this episode?
No. Thank you guys for listening. I guess that's what I'm thankful for. People actually listening to me.
Oh, one other thing. So we have our Sweetums hotline. And we get photos and, you know, well wishes and all kinds of stuff constantly. And I will say to the people that message us and, you know, I try to do my best to get back to you, but never think you're bugging us in the sense of if you send a message and we talk for a little bit and then we don't talk again for a month, feel free to send another message. You know, there's just a lot going on. Life is life. And yeah, you know, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to drop us a daily message, love to hear it. A tit of the day, love to see it.
Tit of the day.
And I would really love to see all your sexy Christmas outfits for this holiday. So send it our way. And your birthday is coming up here pretty soon in January.
My birthday is coming up.
So I think we're going to have to get like a dick of the month thing going on. Yeah. So, gentlemen, feel free to send your dick of the month and I'll put him in a nice collage for the missus and you'll get to see them all. A slideshow of dicks. Sounds wonderful. So I think we're going to go ahead and conclude this episode and we'll see what 2026 brings us. That being said,
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby, and Merry Christmas.
Love you, too. Happy Kwanzaa. Just kidding. Merry Christmas.
Love you. Thank you for listening to the Sweet Side of Life podcast. If you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us at our Sweetums hotline, 951-226-5261. You can text us there, you can call us and leave us voicemails, but most importantly, you can send us all your dirty pictures. And there's a good chance I'll hit you back. But you can also find us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. And you can find our TikTok at Sweet Side of Life podcast. And if you're on X, also known as Twitter, you can find us at Sweet Side Pod. Thank you so much.